gosh. We love you guys. Preston and Chris, welcome back to today's Q106 and Madison, Wisconsin. You know how much we love low cash.
What y'all doing, y'all. Madison? How y'all feeling up there?
We are feeling as good as we can be, honestly. Very excited to be joined by you.
Thank you.
Dude, we appreciate that, man.
Okay, let's do roll call. Preston, say hi.
Hey, this is Preston.
And how about
it's
Chris?
Hey.
There we go. We got both of low end cash.
Right.
Heck yeah.
Now we're connected.
All right. This question is obviously for both you guys. So each of you respond back in your own personal lives. What has quarantine taught you?
To be a better dad, patience, for real patience.
Remind us how old is the kids?
I have a 10-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old. One boy, two girls.
You're kind of in the same boat that Steph is. I've got a teenager, which is like having like your neighbor having a cat.
You know,
put out some ramen noodles and Wi-Fi, and they're good.
That's awesome.
Where we with the three little kids, that is tough. Yeah. Learning patience, a lot of tantrums, a lot of yelling, and then just trying to embrace those sweet moments when you do get those extra cuddles. But man, I'm having a hard time teaching my 6-year-old how to read, and I don't know how to do this.
Steph can barely read.
What kind of struggles have you been realizing?
Man, I'll tell you, with the kids, with the dual, the magic hour when they both go down for a nap, that's amazing. Because if you can avoid that dual meltdown and get the dual nap, that is the golden hour.
That's great.
You're probably also learning what doors in your house have locks on them and what don't.
Man, I tell you what, my little boy, he's only 2 and he can pick a lock already. This kid, he's going everywhere.
Oh,
you can't stop him.
He's got his hands full with that one for sure. He's hilarious, though. That little boy is hilarious.
And what has been the most fun that you've experienced in quarantine?
I think it's the same thing. The kids. I mean, it's been, you know, you just laugh at them. I mean, you sit there and, you know, and my dad's in heaven and I just look up every day and I'm like, okay, was I this funny? Okay, did I do this to you, Dad? You know, it's like, it's one of those things where I love that, you know, they drive me crazy, but at the same time, it's me and my wife. It's little people like us and watching them grow and experience things and say their jokes and, you know, watch them laugh. And I said the other day that I was watching them sleep and I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. I'm telling everybody right now, during this chaos, if you want something cool to do, if you have a child, just watch them sleep.
Oh, that's
just
great.
Know you think about what's going through their minds. It's not what's going on outside.
Yeah, watch them sleep, enjoy a glass of wine
of candy and stuff, you know. It's like
and they say, "Boo, wake up, kid."
Yeah.
How do you like it?
Jump on their crotch.
Yeah, just start crying at them.
That's great. Well, we're super excited to be talking with Low Cash, Chris, and Preston celebrating the new album, Brothers. And we are loving all the new music that you guys are putting out. Tell us a little bit about Brothers.
Man, Brothers is our positive stuff that we write a lot of positive stuff. Like One Big Country Song, obviously, is very positive. It's, you know, push week for number one this week. And it's hopefully, you know, going to ring the bell here in Nashville. But it's already been a huge hit for us.
Yeah, you know, this album, we wanted to bring people together long before the pandemic. I mean, we were just trying to write positive music and trying to record positive music. And man, it fell right into the lap of this pandemic because people want to get away from all this for a few minutes. They want to turn on your radio station and hear 3 or 4 minutes of just, man, take me away from all this for a second and let me get a breather and put a smile on my face. And so hopefully, like, One Big Country Song and the other songs on this album, it shows some unity and it brings those smiles. That's what we wanted to do.
So have you guys been using some of this downtime to maybe write some new music while you are? Because normally, you know, with a busy schedule, having young kids, touring, you know, a lot, have you been like, all right, I finally have the time I wanted to start doing some of this? Or is it like, no, my days are still packed up doing other things?
We're still packed up. I mean, we're doing a lot of Zoom writes, which is cool about Zoom. I mean, we miss being, you know, with each other and stuff like that. But cool about Zoom is we can write with somebody. We wrote with somebody in Europe. We wrote with somebody in Australia,
wow.
LA, you know, all these times. So we're writing with monster songwriters for our next album. And it's pretty cool that we're able to do that.
That's a good point. There's stuff, silver lining.
So when you're not writing and you're not having a busy full tour schedule, what is it you're doing around the house? What do you find yourselves doing a lot of?
We do our share of diapers at home, though, right now. And I tell you what, we have a new respect for stay-at-home mamas because that is not easy. That's a full-time
job. That's full-time. There's no time off.
They should be getting paid overtime.
Yeah. No vacations, no time off.
Whew, I know. When I was working at home doing the studio in my basement while being the stay-at-home mom and the working mom, I said, I didn't sign up for this. I just wanted to be the working mom. Get me back to work. I don't want to be the stay-at-home mom.
I can't tell you how many times one of her kids would come in while we're on air, and we're on Zoom or we're on FaceTime, and then I just turn her mic off. I'm like, I'm not sure what's going on over there, but you got to literally put that fire out. Like, I can smell smoke from here.
Yeah.
The head of our label called me yesterday, and he thought I was still at the interviews. And so when I got home, I answered the phone, and my kids were both screaming at the same time. And he goes, oh, it sounds like you're home already. And I said, no, that's actually Chris on an interview. It was awesome.
That does happen.
Preston and Chris, Low Cash, we thank you so much for your time. Everybody, go get the new album, Brothers, and we will keep cranking one big country song with today's Q106. Thank you, guys.
We love y'all. We love Madison.
Yeah.